We get to stay at the hotel tonight, though.
You get to stay at the hotel? Mm-hmm.
They're doing, like, a special thing.
I think we're good.
Okay.
Give me a check in that.
Hello, hello.
Oh, you're good. You're good. This is the exclusive podcast-only version of The Morning After. It's Eric Chase and Bumble Ashley. Did you come up with another name for yourself?
No, you said I can't name myself.
No, you can't.
So, no.
But
no
Bumble,
names.
Bumble Ashley's good. So, you also work at the Renaissance Hotel. And you can,
I do.
You can stay there tonight?
Yeah, I get to stay there. They're doing, like, they want us to, like, experience what the guests experience. So, that way, like, when certain things happen, or even, like, little things like knowing how to use the remote or
Makes sense.
How to, yeah, so when they call down, everyone can offer help.
You're staying there with Kevin tonight?
I am.
Where are the kids?
His aunt's house.
His aunt's?
Yes. His aunt's basically like his mom.
It's going to be a romantic evening at the Renaissance.
It will, yeah.
You can just give it to me.
I may even have to, like, shave my legs. It's like, no shave November.
I think that's for guys.
Well, that's not fair.
The Chop House opened quietly.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that. The only reason I noticed it is because, like, valet people were out there, and they're like, blocking the parking spots.
When I went to the gym, which has been a small pain in the butt where the new Y is,
okay,
I'm going to walk there from now on.
Yeah.
Because where I had to turn to park, it wasn't worth it.
Where do you have to park?
You have to, if you're going north on Summit, you have to make a right on Jefferson, like right past Ford Industry.
Yeah.
And go in that entrance.
Ew.
It's like, I might as well just walk it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yesterday, obviously it's freezing cold, and we're going to get to a couple of topics here in a few minutes. Hold on. There were two people outside, like whether they were valets. They weren't valets. They were in suits. They took like a maitre d' type lectern outside. At like 5 o'clock.
Interesting.
Like, guys, I mean,
it's not a good call.
You realize this is dedication to a brand new restaurant that's probably wonderful, but this is a little too much dedication.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited for it. I think it'll do well. The parking will be an issue though.
Maybe not.
Probably.
Because when they're busy, we'll be on the weekend nights and there won't be any ProMedica employees there.
No, but I mean, even like with the hotel, like parking is always like a thing. So if they have a large dinner party of 45 people or some private event, that's going to be a lengthy wait for your car. Because I don't know where they're parking them either. But
my only concern is the last time a place I was looking forward to opened up with like no grand opening, like it just opened, was Veritas.
Oh, okay.
The wine place.
Yeah.
Opened, no grand opening, and they closed just as quietly as they opened.
Yeah, true.
So
Very true.
It's not connected to the Chop House, but I didn't know. I knew that it was opening soon, but I knew that it was open because somebody checked in on there on Facebook earlier this week, and I was like, it opened?
They're probably just doing it to work out the kinks. Like, hey, we'll do it if people pass by.
Right.
Stop on in, then yeah.
I wonder, I wanted to go to dinner there tonight. I wonder if you would need reservations considering most people don't know they're open.
I don't know. News travels fast, though. So if people are downtown and they're just wandering around, they may, especially with the parade being that down that way. Yeah. The parade.
Parades and fireworks. Hate them both.
I'm not into fireworks, but I'm cool with parades.
What I wanted to talk about this week with you is what do you buy that you never use? Now, I know a common thing. We can go anywhere with this.
Mm-hmm.
I know women often have this with clothes.
Sure.
I've had this where, like, I've maybe seen something on sale, bought it thinking I'd wear it, and I never would, and I wind up giving it away. But lately, I'm tired of looking at celery and hummus.
Yes.
In my fridge.
Yes. That's so funny.
The hummus hurts.
Yeah.
Because it's not cheap. Like, vegetables and fruits and stuff, I frequently toss bananas and celery. But it's always celery, 69 cents. How can I say no?
Yeah.
And I tell myself,
chop
I'm not
up.
Going to eat it.
Yeah.
Every time I would like go to, whether I want to dip it in salsa or peanut butter, I would say, no, I'll have an apple instead.
Yeah.
And it sits there and I throw it and bananas out regularly. So things that you buy that you never use.
Totally was thinking produce. Like, I'm like, oh yeah. Kids, like, I'm going to make them bananas. We're going to have apples, potatoes. Are one of those things, like, I'll hang up the bags on our little hooks that I have for, like, produce-y hangy things. And 2 weeks later, potatoes still there. And I'm like, yes, I'll make mashed potatoes. And then potatoes have, like, eyeballs and are letting off toxic fumes.
Yep. Same thing. I potatoes is another one of mine.
Makeup. I do it with makeup. I'm like, oh yeah, it was $7.99 and now it's $2.49. I have to have this shade of dark raspberry blush, and then I never wear it. And then I use it for zombie makeup.
Clothes.
I've gotten a little better with clothes. I had this like huge, oh my God, how selfish have I been when I had children, where I had a closet full of things that I was like, I've spent so much money on all of this before I had children, and this is all that mattered to me. So now I'm a little better. Like, I'm one of those, like, if I buy five, I remove like seven.
Does Kevin, your husband, does he buy anything that he doesn't use?
Well, we have like an entire sound system that was like top dollar that never got put in. We have a entire, like, he buys expensive things that we never use. He also has like those lights that shine up at your house. They have to like dig trenches for you, put them outside, and right. They're like lights that make your house look.
Wait, go back for a second.
Yeah.
Like, I can be flippant about, sorry, somebody texted me. I want to make sure we weren't on the air. Yeah. Like, on the air.
Okay.
I can be flippant about vegetables and celery, and I can keep buying it because it's like a buck.
Yeah.
A sound system, like, I would find a way to use that because it's expensive.
Yeah, it's like a, I don't even know what the brand is. Something with an O. Onkyo?
I don't know that.
I don't know.
The sound stuff.
Something incredible. And it had like speakers that go all around the house and all this stuff. And he's like, yeah, we'll just drill through the ceiling before we finish the upstairs, whatever. I'm pretty sure it's all still in a box up in our attic.
Sell it.
Yeah, I agree. But one day we will use it. So he says.
What else?
He bought the lights for the house. Lights. Those have never even budged. We bought a security system for our entire house that could go outside and inside. That's not ever been put up. That's in a box. I have a garage full. Like, my friends joke, and they're like, when they need something, like a basement full, they'll be like, I need a coffee pot. Can I come shopping in your basement?
Like, Best Buy is living in your garage.
Yes. Well, in our basement.
Basement.
It's not easily to break into.
Sorry. Yeah, but yeah. Still.
Yeah. No, it's true. Very, very true.
Before I start getting Black Friday emails from Best Buy and places, I'll just come to your basement.
Agreed. Like, at one point, we had, like, four iPads. I mean, a lot of it's because, like, the store closed and everything. So we had, like, all these extra devices. But, yeah, all this stuff just hanging out.
Well, I'm glad that it's like, produce like you.
Yeah.
It's adult stuff.
Yeah.
A couple of minutes ago, we were talking about pizza.
Yes, I heard that a little bit, yeah.
Well, let me reset this, because that didn't make the podcast. I've come across a lot of people lately who are very particular about their sauce.
Okay.
Like, they're very analytical about it, and they can tell the difference. Like, if we did a pizza taste test between, like, Gino's and Vito's and Marco's. And
sure.
To me, and I'm not, like, chastising anybody. I can't taste sauce. One sauce is one sauce. To me, the differentiators for a pizza is crust.
I agree with that.
Crust and like how well done the cheese is. But
yes.
If one sauce had different ingredients, I probably wouldn't be able to figure it out. So how would you rank the three key ingredients?
So
for importance to your taste.
Crust.
Okay.
Cheese. Sauce. Sauce for me, it is about the amount of sauce.
Okay.
Versus the flavor. Like, it's tomato based. Whatever.
Right.
You know, if that's the type of pizza it is. I love like a white sauce pizza or like a no sauce. Like a little
white
olive
pizza.
Oil. Yeah. Like I totally dig that stuff. But yeah, I'm not like big in like there's this one place that we get from every once in a while if we're like in desperate need of something quick. And the amount of sauce that they put on their pizza is like, ugh, I can't take it.
Do you ever tell them like go... And it's not something I've ever heard before. Like, you ever tell them go light on the sauce?
Yeah, like, certain places, like, when you can order online, but this place you cannot, you stop in, you pick it up.
We're talking Pizza Cat?
No, I haven't had Pizza Cat yet. But I've heard varying things. I've heard that it's delicious.
Here's my Pizza Cat. Because they're, like, all over Facebook and everywhere.
Yeah, his social media game is on point.
I was like, I gotta do the solid here. So I went over there, and it was very inexpensive, a good-sized pizza. And it was good. But everyone whose posts I had seen, even theirs, the ones they put up, their cheese was fairly well done. Mine was not. So I am going to reserve judgment whether it's great or not. It was certainly good.
Yes.
But I almost thought about, I was so hungry. And if I wasn't so hungry, I would have put it into my own oven to brown the cheese a little bit.
Yeah.
Because if you brown your cheese a little bit, you have me. But for me, I'm the same way. Like, it's crust all the way, which is why I'm picky when it comes to, like, thin crust. Like, I know a lot of people love home slice, but that's not the kind of thin crust I prefer. And like you said, sauce be damned.
Yeah. Yeah. I love home slice. I do love home slice. I like their crust. I like thin crust. I'm more of like the crackery crust.
Theirs is really thin.
Yeah. So I don't like it when it becomes soggy. Like when you get into like is this a thin crust pizza or is this a flatbread type of thing?
Mm-hmm.
That's where the line gets drawn for me there.
Did you ever listen to the show when I threw out my pizza idea?
I don't know.
I wanted to open a place that only sells cold pizza.
No, but that's a great idea.
Who doesn't like cold pizza after you've had a night of drinking in the morning?
Okay, so I don't like cold pizza at all, but my husband does. Like, he'll leave it out on purpose. And that freaks me out.
Leave it out?
Leaves it out. He goes like, let's get food poisoning. He'll leave it out and eat it in the morning. He likes it room temperature, I guess.
It wouldn't be called room temperature. It would be cold pizza. In fact, there was like an ESPN sports show in the morning that was called Cold Pizza.
Oh.
It's gone. So I can totally take this idea and sell pizza. But I think what would you say is the consensus? People like cold pizza or don't like it?
I feel like it's an indifferent type of thing. I was thinking when you say cold pizza, like you buy the pizza custom made cold, you take it home and put it in
your oven. Oh, no. This is, we make it and then we put it in a refrigerator.
To keep it cold?
Yes, like we serve you cold pizza.
I don't know. I don't know how that would go.
Of some of my far-fetched ideas, this is the one that the guys used to give me, the guys and girls and Megan used to give me the strangest looks at. Like, why are you so drunk so early in the morning?
It happens.
I love cold pizza.
Yeah, Kevin does too. So, I mean, there's two people.
He likes room temperature pizza. Yes. I'm talking cold.
He'll eat it cold too. But yes, that creeps me out when he does that. No, I don't know. I'm not big into cold foods in general. Like, unless they're meant to be cold. Which, who's to say pizza isn't? But it's not. Well, you know.
It could be if you were coming to my place.
Agreed. I don't know that I'd go to that place.
Do you like your vegetables? Do they need to be steamed or cooked? Like, we eat raw vegetables? Broccoli, carrots?
No. I eat carrots and I eat celery raw. That's about where that ends.
Broccoli? Cauliflower?
No cauliflower at all. I have a story about cauliflower. A friend of mine was like, oh my God, taste these. They look like little hash brown bites and they look delicious. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. I put it in my mouth and I was like a 33-year-old gagging woman trying to spit this out at like this little nice birthday party. And I was like, it was one of the most awful things I had tasted. And I thought it was like a hash brown little like cheesy nugget of goodness. And it was cauliflower. I was like, that was total clickbait. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, yum, cheese. It was awful. I was 33-year-old spitting in my napkin.
Make the noise.
Like that.
That was better.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of cauliflower recipes lately, and I found one for, like, General Tso's cauliflower, like, instead of chicken.
I
would try it, and then I saw that the size and how comprehensive the recipe was, and I'm like, nope. Too much.
Yeah, I was convinced I tried to be one of those like cauliflower rice mashed potato people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, cauliflower just tastes awful.
Raw peppers?
I'll eat peppers. Peppers I love. I do not do...
Cucumber?
Cucumber, yeah. I mean...
Tomato?
You can't really cook cucumber.
You could.
No, you can't.
You could.
No.
How do you make a zucchini then? Isn't it like cucumber, zucchini, same thing? Similar?
No, zucchini... No, they're different.
Tomatoes?
Cucumbers are pickles.
Right. Where they could be.
Yeah.
Cold tomatoes?
Yeah.
What else? Okay. Onions?
Yeah.
Raw. So you'll eat some cold stuff.
Yeah. But I want to like just, yeah, you're right.
There are a lot of people I know who won't like eat raw vegetables like that. I'm like, how do you eat a salad? They're like, I don't. I eat pizza.
I love pizza. Pizza's one of those things where I could eat endless amounts of it.
Well, to go back to like, how do you rank the three key ingredients?
Yeah.
Like, there really is no bad pizza. And I know that I'm playing with words here. There might be pizza that isn't very good,
yeah,
but it's not bad because it's still pizza at the end of the day.
And at any point in the day or at any point while drunk, you would eat whatever pizza is served to you.
Right.
Yeah. No complaints there. I love pizza.
What are your, do you have favorite pizza toppings?
Onions and green peppers and mushrooms. Maybe sausage. Just cheese. You're giving me that face like you're going to throw up.
No, you had me until, mushrooms does things to me. I don't like mushrooms.
Bad things?
No, just like I don't like the way it looks.
Gotcha.
Like, it's a fungus. It looks like it's a fungus because of the color.
Yeah.
So I don't like them. And I know that when they're cooked, like it's hard to taste.
Yeah. they're, well, yeah, but you have to, like, salt them. I don't like when people don't salt them, because then they have no taste. They're just, like, these, like, mushy cotton balls.
It's fungus.
Yeah. It's delicious fungus.
I like meat stuff, but not, like, I don't need, like, meat lover's pizza is too much.
Yeah, like, too much meat.
My common go-to is, like ham and jalapenos or banana peppers. Ham and banana peppers.
Yeah.
No pineapple. Fruit doesn't belong on pizza.
Agreed. I hands down agree there. My parents love that kind of, what was that, Hawaiian? Mm-hmm. Hawaiian pizza. Yeah. Like, I'm not sure why this is Hawaiian, but.
Sir, do you want to, when I call and order, like, ham and peppers, they're like, sir, do you want the Hawaiian? Like, no. I want ham and peppers. Yeah. Leave your pineapple in Hawaii.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like, I just don't understand it. It's like saying you're going to throw, like, some strawberries on a pizza. Like, it just doesn't do it. Cold pizza. You can make dessert cold pizzas.
Dessert.
Boom.
Yeah, like when Pizza Hut does their, they do dessert pizza type things.
I have no idea. But like, you know, like a sugar cookie crust, cream cheese. That I would buy that cold pizza.
No, we're just doing
Nutella.
Basic cold pizza.
No. Strawberries.
Did I?
Goat cheese.
I made a pizza. I stopped participating at Pizza Palooza because the judges scoffed at the pizza that I made, which was made out of ground chicken crust.
Yeah, that sounds awful. That's like taking healthy to a level that no one wants to be part of.
I get that. I mean,
pizza isn't for the health.
It's like you go to a fast food place, you get like four burgers, fries, and then order a Diet Coke. But
that is my order.
So I understand the mindset and your criticism, but it is good. It was good.
Yeah.
There are also some, if you look them up, and you won't, because there are people who do cauliflower crust pizzas.
No, it is not. Cauliflower is not flour. Like, everyone needs to stop acting like it's another ingredient. Like, what was it a few years ago that was really popular? Like, kale chips.
Kale's still popular.
Kale, whatever. Like, no, kale is salad, and it is awful. Like, I don't want to have to massage my salad before I eat it. And that's the only way kale's good.
What do you mean massage?
You have to like massage it because it has weird. Yeah, because that's why that texture is weird.
I don't eat the stuff.
Oh, it's not
for
good.
Salads. I just do Brussels regular
sprouts.
Greens.
Nope. Everyone's doing like Brussels sprout slaw and whatever. Like, leave it as it is.
Bean sprouts.
Like bean sprouts
or the fluffy things.
Yeah,
I like those.
Yeah, is that what bean sprouts are? Fluffy.
It's a little plastic container. Like what?
They look
cherry
like
tomatoes.
Little fingers.
They look like sperm, actually.
Yeah.
Those
those are delicious.
It's a white thing, and there's like a little thing in the end.
I can get down with bean sprouts. They're actually better in a can. The consistency is better. Sounds crazy. So true.
I haven't bought them in forever.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts for today's podcast?
No, it's Saturday.
You'll have to let us know next week how your romantic evening at the hotel went.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Do you think anybody...
It'll be the first time I get to go to both restaurants.
Do you think anybody... Do you get to eat for free?
Sure do.
Well, how about Cousin Eric at the party?
Yeah, come on over.
What are some of the other employees think they're going to like go a little overboard and have parties in them?
No, like, one's going to lose their job over it.
Kellyanne, are you sure?
No, Kellyanne won't. I don't know. Yeah, no, she won't.
I could totally see her having lots of people at this place.
No, she's so timid and like soft-spoken at moments. No, she won't have a party.
She has a wild side.
And I'm sure she does. Don't we all?
Bad decision making.
Hey, you're only young once.
Did she tell you about the court?
She did tell me about the court thing. She's very mad at you. She was very upset. She's like, you tell him when you see him.
Was there a continuation of that?
I don't think so.
I don't know if they called her back or anything.
No, I think when she like shit her pants, that was enough for one time. I don't think they wanted her back.
Right.
She said she was very nervous.
All right. This is the podcast. That's Bumble Ashley, the exclusive off-air podcast where some curse words like shit get dropped.
Yeah, sorry.
It's fine. Q1055.com, the morning after, every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Q105.